Zelensky also agrees to limited Russia-Ukraine ceasefire in call with Trump. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has agreed to a moratorium halting attacks on Russia's energy infrastructure, following a Wednesday phone call with President Donald Trump. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz issued a statement on the Trump-Zelensky call, stating the two leaders agreed on a partial ceasefire against energy. Zelensky confirmed the development in a post on social media platform X, stating, "I supported this step, and Ukraine confirmed that we are ready to implement it." Trump and Zelensky's phone conversation lasted about an hour and came a day after Trump proposed the moratorium on energy infrastructure attacks to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Following that Tuesday call, the Kremlin said Putin had immediately passed down the order to halt new Russian attacks on Ukraine's energy facilities. Much of the discussion was based on the call made yesterday with President Putin in order to align both Russia and Ukraine in terms of their requests and needs. Trump said of his Wednesday call with Zelensky. Just hours before the Wednesday call with Washington, Zelensky alleged Russian forces had already breached the agreement. Speaking at a press conference in Finland, Zelensky said Russian forces launched around 150 attack drones toward Ukraine in the hours after Trump concluded his call with Putin. He said those Russian attack drones had targeted Ukrainian energy sites, transportation systems, and hospitals. Russian officials claimed that Ukrainian forces had also targeted an oil transfer site in Russia's Krasnodar region on Wednesday, setting fire to an oil tank there. Despite the accusations of a breach, Trump said in a post on his Truth Social platform that, "We are very much on track. Broader ceasefire negotiations proceeding." Last week, Zelensky voiced his support for a U.S.-backed proposal for a 30-day ceasefire covering not just energy facilities, but all aspects of the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war. After Trump and Putin's call on Tuesday, the White House said the next round of negotiations would concern a ceasefire at sea, and then a more comprehensive ceasefire and eventual permanent peace. Technical teams will meet in Saudi Arabia in the coming days to discuss broadening the ceasefire to the Black Sea on the way to a full ceasefire. Rubio and Waltz's joint statement reads, "The limited ceasefire covering energy infrastructure may be the necessary component to get both sides moving toward peace." According to James Robbins, Dean of Academics at the Institute of World Politics in Washington, "It's going to take time to build confidence in this process, but it seems to be off to a good start," Robbins told the Epoch Times on Wednesday. Putin had expressed willingness to enter into a more expansive temporary ceasefire, but raised questions about how the deal would be monitored and enforced. Following Trump and Putin's call on Tuesday, the Kremlin said that in order to prevent new escalations and advance peace talks, there should be a complete cessation of foreign military assistance and the provision of intelligence information to Kyiv. According to Rubio and Waltz's readout of the Wednesday call, Zelensky asked for more air defense systems for Ukraine, to which Trump agreed to work with him to find what was available, particularly in Europe. Robbins said it's natural behavior for belligerent parties to use a ceasefire as an opportunity to prepare for further fighting. It would be difficult to enforce any sort of pause on such behavior during a halt in the fighting, he said. The idea that Russia would be overly concerned about what Ukraine is going to do during those 30 days, well, Russia will probably be doing twice that, Robbins said. Trump and Zelensky talk business. Trump and Zelensky also discussed exchanges of prisoners of war and efforts to locate and return children who have gone missing or been taken from Ukraine during the war. Rubio and Waltz said Trump also pitched the idea of the United States taking a more involved role in Ukraine's energy facilities. Said that the United States could be very helpful in running those plants with its electricity and utility expertise, Rubio and Waltz recounted. American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure and support for Ukrainian energy infrastructure. Zelensky didn't mention Trump's comments about American ownership in Ukraine's energy facilities in his own readout of the call. Washington and Kyiv have previously discussed an economic partnership arrangement, whereby the United States would benefit from access to certain Ukrainian industries and natural resources. Trump and Zelensky had planned to finalize such a deal last month, but the talks fell through after a heated Oval Office exchange. Speaking with reporters on Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the Trump administration had moved on from this earlier proposal. "We've moved beyond just the economic minerals deal framework and we're looking at a lasting ceasefire, she said. This is a developing story and will be updated with additional details.